It's Now Again. Welcome back to It's Now Again, the podcast where we explore mindfulness practices from a secular, evidence-based perspective. I'm your host, Jeremy West, and today we are looking at a topic that's crucial for living a mindful and fulfilling life: discovering your core values. Understanding what truly matters to you is key to making decisions that align with your authentic self. Today, we will explore how to use mindfulness to uncover and clarify your top values. Values are the guiding principles that shape our decisions, behaviors, and the way we live our lives. They represent what's most important to us, whether it's honesty, compassion, creativity, or freedom. When we live in alignment with our values, we feel a sense of purpose and fulfillment. But when our actions are out of sync with our values, we often feel dissatisfaction, confusion, or inner conflict. The challenge is that many of us go through life without fully understanding what our core values are. We might have a general sense, but without clarity, it's easy to make decisions that don't align with what truly matters to us. That's where mindfulness comes in. By bringing mindful awareness to our thoughts, feelings, and actions, we can begin to uncover our deepest values and use them as a compass for navigating life. Mindfulness is the practice of paying attention to the present moment with an attitude of openness and curiosity. When we apply mindfulness to the process of discovering our values, we create the space to listen to our inner voice and connect with what truly resonates with us. Here's how mindfulness can help you discover your top values. Number one, observing your reactions. Pay attention to how you react to different situations, both positive and negative. When something excites, inspires, or energizes you, that is a clue to what you value. Similarly, when something frustrates or upsets you, it might be because it conflicts with a core value. By observing your reactions mindfully, you can start to identify patterns that reveal your values. Number two, reflecting on meaningful experiences. Take time to reflect on past experiences that were particularly meaningful or fulfilling. What was it about those experiences that made them stand out? Was it the sense of connection, achievement, or creativity? These reflections can provide valuable insights into your values. Number three, listening to your intuition. Mindfulness helps you tune into your intuition, that inner knowing that often guides you towards what feels right. When you're faced with a decision, notice how different options make you feel. Does one option bring a sense of peace or excitement? Does another create a feeling of unease? Your intuition can be a powerful guide in uncovering your values. Number four, practicing non-judgmental awareness. As you explore your values, it's important to approach the process with non-judgmental awareness. This means accepting whatever comes up without trying to change it or judging it as right or wrong. Your values are unique to you, and mindfulness allows you to embrace them without comparison or criticism. Let's walk through a practical exercise that you can use to uncover your top values mindfully. Step one, create a quiet space. Find a quiet, comfortable space where you won't be disturbed. Sit or lie down in a relaxed position. Take a few deep breaths, letting go of any tension or distractions. Step two, reflect on meaningful moments. Think about three moments in your life when you felt truly happy, fulfilled, or at peace. These could be big events or small everyday moments. As you recall each moment, ask yourself, what made this experience so meaningful? What values were being honored in this moment? Step three, identify common themes. As you reflect on these moments, notice any common themes or values that emerge. Write down any words or phrases that come to mind, such as connection, growth, freedom, or creativity. Step four, prioritize your values. Now, review the list of values you've identified. Which ones resonate with you the most? Which values feel essential to your well-being and happiness? Circle or highlight the top 3 to 5 values that are most important to you. And step five, reflect on your current life. Consider how well your current life aligns with these top values. Are there areas where you're living in alignment with your values? Are there areas where you're not? Use this reflection to gain insight into any changes you might want to make in your life to better honor your values. And step six, set an intention. Finally, set an intention to live more in alignment with your values. You can use the intention setting method that I've often recommended. Frame it as a question. For example, how many more ways can I continue to honor my value even more? This intention will help guide your actions and decisions moving forward. So for me, one thing could be, how many more ways can I continue to honor my value of freedom even more? To illustrate the importance of living in alignment with your values, I want to share a story called The Lost Traveler. There was once a traveler who set out on a journey to find a hidden treasure. Along the way, he encountered many paths and crossroads, each one leading in a different direction. The traveler spent years wandering from one path to another, always hoping that the next one would lead him to the treasure. But no matter which path he chose, he always felt lost and dissatisfied. One day, the traveler met a wise old sage who asked him, "What is it that you truly seek?" "I seek the treasure that will bring me happiness," the traveler replied. The sage smiled and said, "The treasure you seek is not found by wandering aimlessly. It is found by following the path that aligns with your heart. Your values are the compass that will guide you to the treasure you seek." The traveler realized that he'd been searching for happiness outside of himself, when the true treasure was within him all along, his values. By following the path that aligned with his values, the traveler finally found the peace and fulfillment he had been seeking. This story reminds us that our values are like a compass, guiding us toward a life of meaning and fulfillment. When we live in alignment with our values, we find the treasure of true happiness. Once you've identified your top values, the next step is to live in alignment with them. This means making decisions and taking actions that honor your values, even when it's difficult or requires making changes in your life. Here are some tips for living in alignment with your values. Number one, make values-based decisions. When you're faced with a decision, ask yourself how each option aligns with your top values. Choose the option that best honors your values, even if it's not the easiest or most convenient choice. Number two, reflect regularly. Take time to regularly reflect on how well you're living in alignment with your values. Are there areas where you've drifted away from your values? What changes can you make to realign them? Number three, communicate your values. Share your values with others, especially in your relationships and at work. When others understand what's important to you, it's easier to create environments and relationships that support your values. And number four, be kind to yourself. Living in alignment with your values is a journey, not a destination. Be kind to yourself when you fall short and use mindfulness to gently guide yourself back on track. Thank you for joining me on this episode of It's Now Again. I hope you found this guide to discovering your top values mindfully helpful. Remember, your values are the compass that guides you toward a meaningful and fulfilling life. By living in alignment with your values, you can make decisions that resonate with your true self and create a life that reflects what truly matters to you. If you're interested in going deeper into your mindfulness practice or you need personalized guidance in uncovering your values, I offer one-on-one coaching sessions where we can explore these topics together. Visit jeremywest.net for more information. You can also check out my new Pay What You Want Patreon at jeremywest.net, where you'll find a growing library of mindfulness practices, including guided meditations to support your journey of self-discovery. Until next time, keep practicing, keep growing, and remember, the present moment is always here, waiting for you to return to it. Because it's now again.